From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Today, we mark the start of Women's History Month with our series, Leading Ladies, celebrating women who have risen to positions of power in politics, faith, the arts, business, even the military. We start with politics. Less than 100 years ago, women were not only locked out of Congress, they couldn't vote. And Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American congresswoman, was elected less than 40 years ago. In 2005, Condoleezza Rice became the first woman of color to head the State Department. How times have changed. Today, 13 black women serve in Congress. In the coming days, we'll talk to a number of leading ladies, including Carol Moseley Braun, the only African-American woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate, Shirley Franklin, the only African-American woman mayor of a major southern city, and Geraldine Ferraro, the only woman ever to make it onto her party's presidential ticket. But first, it all began with 24 votes. Elizabeth Cady Stanton ran for Congress in 1866 when women ranked just above freed slaves on the social pecking order, and she got just 24 votes. That's out of 12,000. Why so few? For one, it was the first time a woman had ever run for Congress, and while she enjoyed the support of many women, not one was allowed to vote. Stanton ran anyway, on principle.
The history of mankind is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations on the part of man toward woman, having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over her.
That was actress Elizabeth Perry reading from Elizabeth Cady Stanton's famous Declaration of Sentiments. Many credit the speech, delivered in 1848, with starting the women's rights movement. After Stanton's failed congressional bid, it would take 50 years for a state, any state, to finally send a woman to Congress. That state was Montana, 1917. The candidate was Jeanette Rankin. Ironically, she won 3 years before the 19th Amendment passed. That meant she could vote in the House, but most women could still not vote at home. Rankin was a Republican. She was also a pacifist and the only member of Congress to oppose American military intervention in both world wars. Here's Rankin much later in life explaining her controversial votes.
War is a method, and you can be either for it or against it. And I'm against it because of its futility, its stupidity, and its ultimate destruction of humanity.
Jeanette Rankin opened the door for more women to run for and win elective office, but women of color still faced a double bind. They were women in a society that insisted their place was in the home, and they were African American when racism was the rule, which is what made Shirley Anita Chisholm so special.
I am not the candidate of black America, although I am black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that.
In 1968, Shirley Chisholm became the first African-American woman elected to Congress. A Democrat from New York, she helped found both the Congressional Black Caucus and the National Organization for Women. But she wanted to do more. The issues that mattered to most women, especially women of color, just did not register on Washington's white male radar. So in 1972, she ran for president.
I am not the candidate of any political bosses or fat cats or special interests. I stand here now without endorsements from many big-name politicians or celebrities or any other kind of prop. I am the candidate of the people of America. And my presence before you now symbolizes a new era in American political history.
Chisholm lost her bid for the nomination, but she laid the groundwork for a new generation of pioneers. Just a year later, Barbara Jordan of Texas joined Chisholm in Congress. Like Chisholm, Jordan was a masterful orator, and her speech at the 1976 Democratic Convention can still raise the hair on the back of your neck.
Let all understand that these guiding principles cannot be discarded for short-term political gains. They represent what this country is all about. They are indigenous to the American idea. And these are principles which are not negotiable.
Rankin and Jordan died more than a decade ago, Chisholm just 2 years ago. But their legacy continues. 87 women now serve in Congress. 21 are women of color, plus 2 delegates. And as we said, 13 congresswomen are African American.